Let's get the view now from Tennessee with Blake Farmer, a senior healthcare reporter for Nashville Public Radio. Blake, what's the state of the pandemic there?
Well, you know, the numbers are higher than ever, and that's cases, hospitalizations, and deaths. A few hospitals are starting to divert patients to other facilities, but really the big alarm's not about having enough beds. It's really about staffing. The state of Tennessee has stepped in to help some hospitals pay to bring in contract nurses and doctors from out of town, but, you know, they're getting harder to find.
And we understand that lately it's been mainly rural areas of Tennessee that have driven the growth of new cases of the coronavirus. What is causing the spread there?
You know, the rise in cases really is everywhere, but there has been this big shift from urban areas like Nashville and Memphis to really the most rural reaches of the region. These are places that have really seen almost no cases until the last month or two, and now they're getting dozens a day, and these are small communities. And these are places that have also, like, lost their hospital in recent years, some of them, which creates this kind of cascading effect. You know, I talked to a leader of Fentress County, which is this scenic community you might consider in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains. A hospital closed recently. He told me, you know, he's really just hoping this spike blows over because he doesn't feel there's much he can do to slow the spread of the virus. In fact, he really feels like the state of Tennessee's kind of passed the buck by not doing more to restrict people on the state level.
So we know that Tennessee's Governor, Republican Bill Lee, has resisted calls for a statewide mask mandate so far. I wonder if he has changed his mind about that. And as you said, there's frustration from some rural areas. Are local officials and public health experts putting any pressure on him?
Well, you know, we've asked the governor a dozen different ways what it would take for him to mandate masks finally. And he's really just convinced that there is a better chance of getting people to follow a masking order if it's made at the local level. Public health experts are continuing to ask for the governor to reconsider. Vanderbilt University here in Nashville keeps putting out studies showing links between masks and outbreaks. This week, they showed that in Tennessee, death rates from COVID are twice as high in places where masks are not mandated.
Mm. And is the response to that closing schools or putting new restrictions on businesses?
Well, statewide, there's really not much debate about reinstating new business restrictions. The largest cities, Nashville and Memphis, have slowed the reopening of in-person schools to some degree. But for the most part, school districts are just managing day-to-day, closing high schools for a week here or there to manage all the teachers who are out having to quarantine, students too. But there's just not much talk about flattening the curve anymore. The plan seems to be for now, find a way to live with the virus and just hope a vaccine comes sooner than later.
When you walk down the street, depending on where you are, I guess, are most people wearing a mask?
No, I wouldn't say most people. At least if you're outside of the largest urban areas, the mask is something that is still not on every face for sure.
Blake Farmer, senior healthcare reporter for Nashville Public Radio. Thank you, Blake.
You're welcome.